The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
In order to try to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he killed 70,000 baby boys. The mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she had Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in her womb, there were no signs of pregnancy. This was a gift and a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had embedded love for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately in that woman's heart. And she says, I promise I shall do anything and everything within my power to look after this child. Hazrat Maryam, when she heard all the noise coming from outside, that people are coming towards the house, she throws Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the fireplace.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wasalamu ala sayyid al-abiyai wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many benefits in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, adorn your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for indeed your salawat upon me shall be nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we are currently in Egypt, Cairo, on the river Nile, my dear viewers, and we shall be listening to the seerah, the life, the biography of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Previously we heard how the people of Pharaoh, they had come rush towards the house of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in order to see whether there was a child therein, and if there was to be a boy, then to kill that boy. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's sister, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, as well as his mother radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, they were terrified, they had panicked. His sister had thrown him into the fireplace. Fire itself was blazing, my dear viewers. When those people, they came into the house, they searched the house, they did not find any child, so then they left the house. The mother, who had panicked, who was terrified, completely shocked, they had lost in a way their senses. When she had regained her senses, she asks her daughter, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, "Ayna sabi? Where is the baby?" Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she replies, "La adri, I do not know." It was that same Hazrat Maryam who had thrown him into the fireplace, but because of the state she was in, she could not remember what she had done to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then it said that they heard the sound of a crying baby. They heard the sound of crying coming from the fireplace. As soon as the mother saw this, and this is something that only a mother can truly understand, the mother rushed towards the fireplace to take the child out. And she saw that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sound. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was fine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had embedded this tranquility, this peace in her heart. After this horror, after she was terrified, and after all of this panic. Now, my dear viewers, again, we cannot imagine the feeling of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother. If you take a look at this river, this is the largest river in the world. It's at this moment in time, subhanAllah, is flowing softly, my dear viewers. But subhanAllah, something which in fact just comes to my mind is just a few moments ago, there was a huge buffalo. We actually saw a buffalo within this river. And this buffalo was flowing through the river, and I think they have some sort of mechanism where if an animal is to fall into the river, and this would happen, and then the animal would die, and then there's some sort of system to remove the animal. But nevertheless, my dear viewers, this river is strong. Take an example of any local river, even a small stream. Try to stand in there and you'll understand the feeling. This is the biggest river in the world. My dear viewers of Mandani Channel, she is to place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a baby, into a box, and to place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in this river Nile. Allahu Akbar, imagine what she was feeling. This is just something, again, you know, it's only a mother can truly understand. The love a mother possesses for the child, subhanAllah. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a baby, his mother, she goes to the carpenter to purchase a box. She says to the carpenter that I require a small box. The carpenter is quite amazed, you know, he's intrigued that what is the reason you wish to buy such a small box. And he said that the carpenter, he asks her that what do you need this small box for? And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she replies and she says that I did not wish to lie. I shall place my son in this box. So she takes that box and then she leaves, she goes to her house. But that carpenter was well aware of the state of Egypt. He was well aware of the situation, and he considered this to be a golden ticket for him. If he was to go tell Fir'aun about this, then he would be rewarded. So what does he do? This carpenter, once she has left, he goes to the authorities. And the authorities, they are talking to each other. He approaches them and then he tries to tell them, but as he speaks, no words leave his mouth. He becomes mute, he's not able to talk. And then he tries to gesture with his hands. He tries to explain that there's a mother and she is placing her son, her baby son, into a box. He's gesturing, but those people don't understand. In fact, those people consider him to be insane. So then the authorities, they beat him and they send him away. When they send him away, then this same carpenter, again, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed the ability to speak upon him again. Now he's able to talk. So he thinks, okay, now we'll go. Again he goes, the same happens. He goes for a third time. As soon as he arrives, he is not able to speak. He tries to gesture, again he's beaten. But this time, his ability to speak has not returned to him. When he's at home, he prays, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that, oh Allah, return to me my speech, and I promise I will never do such again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns to him the ability to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again grants him the ability to speak. And then as soon as he is able to speak, he falls down into prostration. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then love for that same child is brought into his heart and his mind, and he believes that that child is to be a prophet. This is the case of the Najjar, this is the case of the carpenter. What is happening with the mother? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this baby is placed into the box. The mother places water over him, washes him as the mother would wash a child, covers him with new clothing, new pieces of cloth, and then the mother kisses him, and Allahu Akbar, that mother places the cover of the box on top of the box, and then the mother takes that box and places that box on top of the river Nile, on top of this river. The great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is placed in a box on such a great, such a huge river. Allahu Akbar. She is, the mother is saddened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the peace and tranquility. On the other side, Fir'aun and his people. It said that Fir'aun had a daughter. Now he had a wife by the name of Asiya, who is the famous one who we've heard of. But Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had no children. Fir'aun, from another wife, he had a daughter. He had one daughter. And this daughter had been inflicted with leprosy. This was amongst the most extreme cases of leprosy she was suffering from. Whatever she would ask of Fir'aun, Fir'aun would grant it to her. And then Fir'aun, he called all the doctors together to cure this child of his, to cure this daughter of his. This daughter, whatever she would ask Fir'aun, he would give it, but he was not able to cure her. He was not able to give her a cure from this disease she was suffering from. So he said he gathered everybody together, and again he gathered the astronomers, of those people who would look at the stars, and he asked them, what could I do? Again, take a look at the stars. They had looked many times before, they could never see anything, never discover anything. But then again, these people, they looked into the stars and they were informed that your daughter, they told Fir'aun, your daughter shall gain a cure from the river Nile. There shall be something in the river Nile which shall cure your daughter. Allahu Akbar. It said that the daughter of Fir'aun, she would sit with her friends and she would play by the side of the river Nile. She would play by the sides of the river Nile. And it said that Fir'aun was also by the river Nile with his ministers. One day, as they were playing, some people, they saw a small box. And this box had been somehow, like nowadays, if you take a look at the river Nile, there are borders, you know, the river banks, as you would call them. But these cover, or these act as banks where they don't allow the water to pass. But there are no trees on the actual side. In them days, it would just be left normal. And normally there would be some trees at the side, as we could see some trees at the side. So it said that this box in which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was, it was, it clung to a tree, and these people saw it, the friends of the daughter of Fir'aun. And as soon as the people saw it, they called out, quickly go get that box, there's something there. So they went hurriedly and they found this box and they brought it to them. When it was brought to them, Fir'aun asked for it to be brought to him. It was then brought to him. He opens the cover and he finds that there is a baby in there. Now, it said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it was possible that they were about to name the baby Musa. Musa. Mu in Hebrew refers to water. It means water. Mu means water in Hebrew. And Sha refers to a tree. So they were going to name him as he who was between the water and the tree, who was found between the water and the tree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow this, and rather it was named Musa. And Musa is that individual who is taken from water. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given this name, Musa. Fir'aun has lifted this child, my dear viewers. And then what happens? Let's continue on a journey, inshallah, and we shall find out. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you was of Madan, inshallah, we have been listening to the story, the biography of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We had heard how his mother had placed the cover over the box. And in fact, something, subhanAllah, which comes to mind is that when the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had placed the cover over the box, then that star which was shining, which expressed the birth of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it said that that star had left. That star was put out, he can say. When the people, they saw this, they became extremely excited. And the people, they went and told Fir'aun about the star. And Fir'aun then thought that the threat or the person who would come and overthrow him, that child has been killed and then he does not need to worry. We've also heard how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother then placed the box into the river, and then that box was discovered. That when this box was brought, then the people, they tried to open this box, but they were not able to open it. When it was brought to Fir'aun's wife, Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, then when she tried to open it, it immediately opened. She was able to open it. And it said that again, as soon as Hazrat Asiya saw this baby, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed love. She loved the baby. She loved the baby, my dear viewers. And this is, subhanAllah, it is from the beautiful plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this works, subhanAllah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has fallen into the hands, in a way, of his greatest enemy, Fir'aun. Fir'aun has been searching the entire country. He has been killing people, thousands of people, to get to this child. And this child comes to his own household. Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, upon seeing this baby, she begins to love this baby. And then it said that her daughter also comes, and her daughter picks the child up, the one who had leprosy. And she begins to rub herself and even take from the baby's blessed saliva, the saliva of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the baby at this moment. The blessed saliva of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and rub it all over herself. What made her do that? Allahu alam. But as soon as she did it, she was cured from her leprosy. Now, those people who were watching this, when they saw this, it said that again they became terrified and they became worried. This child, such miracles from this baby. This baby is not ordinary baby. This is what they say to Fir'aun. What did they say? Kill the baby. He said, Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, as soon as she hears this, she says to Fir'aun, that, O Fir'aun, this baby is Qurratu Ayn. This baby is the coolness to my eyes. This baby is the coolest, meaning I love this baby, O Fir'aun. And she says, Li walaka, it is the coolness to our eyes. Why it is so cute, it's so beautiful, but at the same time it has cured our daughter. or your daughter or Fir'aun. And she says to Fir'aun, this baby can't bring no harm to you. Gift it to me. And the scholars state that when Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said this, this is what changed her entire life. Due to this statement of hers, due to this love she expressed towards this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this had changed her life. Now remember, Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she didn't have any children. She didn't have any children, so it was her in a way that brought up, or she considered this child to be her own baby, to be her own child. So this is what's happening in the house of Fir'aun, or on the side of Fir'aun, what's happening with the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Her mother, being a mother, is worried. She is quite sad. And it says she sends her daughter, Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She says, go see what's happening. Go see what's happening. Is there any news? He said that Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she then leaves and she goes looking. And she sees that there's a huge crowd. There's a lot of people who have gathered around. Something is going on. What was it? She goes and discovers that they have found a child. And the house of Fir'aun, they are looking for a woman to feed the child. But whichever woman comes, that baby, that child, that baby is not accepting milk from any woman. She sees this. This in a way makes her happy. But Asiya, Fir'aun's wife, she's very, very sad. And they said she can't even sleep at night. This is how devastated she is. Because the baby is crying and the baby is not eating. The baby is a coolness to her eyes. She loves this baby like her own child. And then Maryam comes, radhiyallahu anha. And she says, shall I not find you somebody who can feed the child? They say, who are you? Who do you think you are that you are going to be able to find somebody? But then out of the love for her child, she says, okay, go bring somebody. You know, anybody. Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she goes to her own mother and she brings her mother. And when she brings her mother and the mother sees this baby, the mother takes the baby and hugs the baby. And then the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam feeds him milk and he accepts this milk. Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she sees this, she's excited. She's excited. And now that child and that mother, she offers the mother that you can stay in the palace, you'll have your own room, whatever you wish, you can have all these things. And she even arranged for servants to be given to the mother. After some time, the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she says that, I also have a husband, and it's not possible for me to, regularly see my husband like this. Is it possible that I stay in my own house and I could regularly, you can still regularly see the child? So Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu anha, she agrees. And he said that every single day Hazrat Asiya sends for the child, for her to see, and this child is none other than Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. To see Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam every single day, alhamdulillah. This is the love she possessed for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it said that one day Hazrat Asiya sent for Hazrat Musa, but she also asked somebody to announce that today you will give respect, you will honor Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will present him with gifts. He said that one day, this is what she said. And that day when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother, from when they left their house, all the way of their entire journey to reaching the palace, they were presented with gifts the entire way. And they were honored like kings. Subhanallah, this is the love that Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, this is what she had given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Undoubtedly, this had changed her life, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is now getting very late, but inshallah, we shall continue the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when we arrive at another place. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salam.